Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
You can have whatever you like.
Maybe not have, but you can definitely talk about whatever you like.
Sure.
It's Whatever Wednesday. Al, what do we do on Whatever Wednesday?
We talk about whatever. You want to talk about something in Kelly's past, future? We'll talk about that. You
want
to talk about Jenna's trip to California? We'll talk about that.
Whatever.
We want to talk about JC and his kids and what he's dealing with? Talk about that.
You want to
talk about me and whatever? We can talk about that. So, whatever.
Yeah, if you want
to
talk.
You don't have to have anything to do with us.
Yeah.
It could be a problem that you're facing. It could be anything.
We've gotten some on Facebook, Al.
Okay.
This one's from Karen, part of Kid Nation.
Uh-huh.
Karen says, "Hi, gang. Love the show. I got a favor for Whatever Wednesday. Could you tape Big Al's necklace to his chest so we don't hear it jingling around all freaking show?"
Thank you.
Is that from Kelly?
Nope, that's from Karen.
I finally stopped saying something because I was feeling like a complete B.
It's inside my shirt.
It's been bad lately, Big Al.
It's a different chain.
Yeah. And for Whatever Wednesday, I want to bring in two of our employees who work here.
Okay.
Lacey, who works in production, and Amy, who handles our internet stuff, our website. She photoshops our pictures, makes us look nice.
Yeah.
They're both wearing dresses today.
Now, Amy says she never wants to be on the radio.
Well, tough today, Amy.
Tough.
Oh, putting her on the spot.
You go right there, Amy, next to Jenna. There you go.
That's what you get for bringing in Al's coffee.
Sandwich
and
me.
I brought a Whatever Wednesday today.
JC, think of something.
What?
If she hadn't brought in Al's coffee this morning, this might not have crossed your mind.
Yeah, yeah. You could blame Al for this, Amy.
Sorry, Amy.
Because I've noticed Lacey and Amy do something every single day, more than once a day.
We do. Amy and I are really, really close.
Yeah.
And I don't get to spend much time with her anymore now that I'm in the production room. So if I need to go potty, I grab Amy and we're pee break buddies. Okay. And we go back to the bathroom together.
Why?
Like she just said, this makes total sense. They were very good friends.
Sure.
And now Lacey's moved, you know, literal placement and job responsibility into this man room.
Uh-huh.
So they don't get to conversate as much. So any opportunity throughout the course of the day, they get to
isn't that awkward, though?
Hang
Amy,
out together.
What do you do when Lacey's going to the bathroom? You're just standing there awkwardly in the bathroom?
No, I go too.
Oh, okay.
We just talk to each other through the stall. But the awkward thing is, the thing that I didn't think through is if I need a solo bathroom break, then I have to tell her or not make eye contact with her and just run back there. So she knows every time I go to the bathroom ever at work.
Right.
Right.
I don't fill her in at home.
So that's one of those things guys can't do. Like, I can't grab Al and go, "Hey, Al, I got
to
go pee-pee."
You and Al go to the deli together.
That's the deli. We're getting that food.
The bathroom is a whole different thing.
Yeah, I can't stand next to Al and talk to him. I got to concentrate.
I mean, if we happen to be going at the same time, and, you know,
yeah, it's whatever.
It's a minor bathroom event.
I've seen Lacey grab Amy by the arm and, like, pull her to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's
a girl thing.
It gets aggressive.
She's not forcing me.
You still want to go.
I like the visit, yeah.
She's a willing pee participant.
And then they come in, and they're laughing hysterically.
Yeah.
About some great
you're
story.
You're dying to know.
And I want
to
know.
That's where we tell all of our secrets.
Yeah.
We have a good time.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to go when you guys go, and I'm going to put my ear on the wall.
That's
so I can hear what you guys are talking about.
That's really awkward.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
All right, I was just wondering, because I thought that was extremely weird that you guys go to the bathroom twice a day, three times a day together.
More than that. But
yeah. Women going
quality
to the bathroom
time
together is so unusual.
But at work?
Yeah,
at the club, I understand, but at work?
Yeah,
same
we see
thing
it at
when you're friends.
Amy, how was your first radio thing?
Great.
All right. See,
is there anything that you would like to add?
No, I'm good. I'm the silent one. Silent sidekick.
Amy's lost a little weight. She's looking good. Not that you weren't looking good before.
Why are you dressed up today? What's going on?
I got it on sale at Target yesterday.
Yes,
great.
Oh, Target.
Wearing a long black maxi dress.
What's going on?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
You look good too, Lacey.
Oh, thanks. I go through Target. You have to keep me out of there. I love it.
All right, well, ladies, thank you very much. Have fun in the bathroom.
Are y'all going right now?
Maybe.
When's the next break? Probably like 10 minutes? Okay.
I'll let you know.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE for Whatever Wednesday.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Let's go all the way back to the old days.
Okay.
This is before Jenna was here. This is before I was even here. In Kaylee, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing awesome. You have a question for Big Al Mac?
Yeah.
So I was watching YouTube videos at work yesterday, being really productive, and I came across a Tin Man Turkey Man.
Tin Can Turkey Man, yes.
Yeah, and Kelly couldn't even talk because she was laughing so hard. And it just, I don't know why, it just made me start dying laughing in the middle of the office.
Okay.
And I was wondering if I could get more detail as to why you got stopped by police, but you had green bean cans tied to you.
Okay, well, Kid Craddock asked me to come up with my own bit. I guess it has something to do with Thanksgiving.
It was Thanksgiving.
And so I rented a turkey outfit. And I was going to go to the law library at SMU here in town and do something. But just walking to the law library was not going to make any noise. And you want to make noise when you're on the radio, right?
Right.
So I came up with the idea of having tin cans tied to my talons. And so that when I walked into the law library with the marble floors, you'd be able to hear me. And I made so much noise in the law library that they called the campus police. And I had a theme song for the bit, which you're listening to now.
Yeah.
Tin Can Turkey Man.
So you had 10 cans.
10 cans.
He literally went, he decided which vegetable made beans. Can made yeah.
beans.
This noise.
Beans.
Went and literally opened every
opened
can and dumped yeah. the food out.
Washed them out. And when I could have just got Coca-Cola cans or whatever and just poured it.
You should have eaten the beans and you would have had even more noises.
Oh my God.
But that is where the bit came from.
And then he got banned from the campus after campus security.
They no longer
are. Were you on the 10-year anniversary of that?
We tried to call and get that ban lifted, and they were not happy.
No.
We should try it again, though.
No. Yeah, we should try it.
No.
So there you go, Kaylee.
Let a sleeping turkey lie.
Thank you.
And yeah, Kaylee, sure. Thank you so much for checking out our videos on YouTube.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
All right. There goes Kaylee.
Sometimes the explanation's not as funny as this. Yeah. Just enjoy it.
Yeah.
It is funny, though, because Al thought about having to make noise on the radio and then...
The theme song was what was so great.
That was right. That was the funny part. That was the funny part.
Okay. We're going to go back in time again.
That's sad.
Clank when you're leaving.
Do you have that? Do you have that part?
Just the dragon.
We have the band for life. You want to hear it?
Yeah, yeah.
I have 10 cans tied to each leg of the turkey, which is me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to walk into a... let's just say a library,
uh-huh.
and see if, in honor of Thanksgiving, we can get them to remove all of the turkey cookbooks from the library. Hey, I'm 10-10 Turkey Man.
You need talking a turkey voice, don't you?
Oh, gotta go. Huh?
Are you with him?
Oh, he's finally getting kicked out. This could be good.
What's your name? Officer Trujillo?
Because up to that point, it wasn't.
No, sir, I need CID.
I don't have ID. I'm a turkey.
All right, so what is your name?
I'm sorry?
What is your name?
Tin Can.
No!
Tin Can the turkey
Al. Give it up! Give it up!
Okay! My name's Kid Craddock.
See, Al didn't know when to give up because we never knew when Kid was serious about giving up.
I love that you gave his name.
Yeah. We didn't know if he really wanted us to give it up or he was just saying it.
But it was pretty serious business, was, right? You got kicked out and had to drag your pants.
I got a citation. I got kicked out. I seriously did. I never knew when the police showed up. I never knew if Kid had told the police to show up. I never knew, because he would call the police and tell them to set me up from time to time.
Yeah.
So I never knew if it was, like, legit.
They could have been messing with you, of course. Cindy, thank you so much for holding. We have a lot of Whatever Wednesdays, but we want to know what your question is.
Right. Cindy?
Yeah. Hi, Cindy.
Oh, I wonder what happened to Freddie, the guy that Kid was mentoring to be a singer. He actually wrote a song and sang it one time, and I thought it was so good, and I was expecting to hear him on the radio. He was in college.
We actually had him on about a month ago. We did Whatever Happened To, and Freddie called in and checked in with us.
He's doing very well.
He's a very, very successful songwriter and producer.
He's living in L.A. He's
got a girlfriend.
He's writing for big names.
Big names, like a big record label.
Yeah.
We thought he was going to have a career in comedy as well, but he didn't feel like being funny right now.
Not really in the mood to be funny.
Oh, that's so
morning.
Good. Was it because of what Kid did for him?
It didn't hurt.
But you can look him up. He's got like a public profile page. Freddie Wexler is his last name. Wexler.
Yeah,
and Freddie is spelled with a Y.
Mm-hmm.
So you can follow him on social media.
He looks just like Adrian Grenier from
Entourage.
Too.
He does.
Still looking like that.
I'm not really in the mood to be funny.
Thanks, Freddie.
Did he ever finish school?
I think so.
I believe he did, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, good for him. Okay, great.
Going extremely well. Thank you for asking, Cindy. See? Sometimes you miss out what happened. Let's find out here. Oh. Yes. Tony knows how to get to my heart. Tony, what do you got for us on Whatever Wednesday?
JC, I got a joke for you.
All right.
What did the monkey say when he got his tail caught in the lawnmower?
What did the monkey say when he got his tail caught in the lawnmower?
I'm intrigued. What?
He said it won't be long now.
Best joke ever. That's your kind of joke, JC.
Well done, Tony.
That's pretty good, Tony.
Well done, sir.
Right.
What are you doing? Just waking up?
You don't sound like a guy who will be telling a clean joke.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got a couple dirty jokes.
What kind of truck are you driving, Tony?
Pardon me?
What kind of truck are you driving today?
Oh, well, I'm not driving a truck. I'm driving a Mustang, 09 Mustang.
Really? Right there.
I thought you sounded like an F-150
guy.
Did,
yeah, I was going to put you in a pickup, probably a four-door. Super Duty, maybe.
No, he's got
We got a pickup, too. We got a Dodge.
Ah, there you go.
All right, buddy.
75 Dodge.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
Thing out of Hemi.
Classics like Big Al Mac. Yeah. Tony, thanks for the joke, man.
See you, buddy.
Have a great day. I love jokes. Oh, Kelly Raspberry.
Yes.
We have a question for you as well because, you know.
It's Whatever Wednesday.
Kelly had a relapse.
Oh, yeah. Addiction.
Yeah. Cheyenne, what's going on in your life?
So, I think I may have got Kelly beat on the whole Candy Crush thing.
Okay.
How?
I have at least 10 to 12 apps that are similar to Candy Crush, and I just play them all day long because once I beat the last one, all of my lives are on the first one I started.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Goes through the lives are restored so she can just do
Oh, so she just
cycle.
Goes from game to game to
I'm
game.
I'm telling you, I'm getting really, really close to deleting it again because I have to. It consumes you.
You're still playing?
And you can't. Yes, I'm still playing.
Are you a whale, Cheyenne?
That's what they call that people that are obsessed
spending,
with.
That are spending money on the lives and stuff.
No, she doesn't because she figured
I
a way not to.
I spend money on the lives.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right. By downloading the other games. Yeah. How many hours do you think you spend a day playing that?
Oh, goodness. At least, three or four. And I have, a five-month-old daughter that I watch. And she'll watch me play the game, too.
Oh, man.
All right.
Yeah.
We're good luck.
You're entertained. So it's kind of a dual purpose.
Right, because it's really flashy.
Excuse.
Well, good luck trying to quit, Cheyenne. It's
I don't think she wants to.
Right. Doesn't sound like
I
it.
Do. I'm going to cold turkey it, but just not yet.
When your five-month-old I'll starts know. Crawling and walking, you may need to because they get into stuff. We have a question for Big Al Mac and Kelly from Melanie. Go ahead with your question on Whatever Wednesday, Melanie.
Hi, I'm doing some redecorating in my house right now.
Yeah.
And I guess this question is more for Jenna and Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Al.
Would it be strange to have laminate floor in the bedroom instead of carpet?
Like hardwood, hardwood looking laminate or what?
Yeah, I've got hardwood looking laminate all through my house, but my carpets keep getting stained from my kids and my dogs, and most people don't have laminate in their bedroom, so most people have carpet. So
wood
I know
floors,
Kelly just moved into a house and she's, you know, redecorating herself, so...
Yeah, well, Kelly might be different than my preference. I know just, living, in a lot of rental properties and stuff, they do a lot of laminate. I'm very opposed to carpet. I've always had a dog, so I prefer the hardwood floor, even if it's faux hardwood floor, and then a big area rug. That way you keep some warmth to the room, but you still have the hardwood floor, and worst case scenario, if I have a cheap area rug down and something happens, I can get rid of it.
If you did have carpet, would it match the drapes?
Oh, Al, stop it. You're just, why?
We want to apologize.
I like hardwood floor. I like laminate floor.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that as a decorating choice. In fact, I mean, it's very popular, but you just have to have a really pretty area rug to go over it.
Yeah.
I think just the bareness of the wood with a bed sitting on top is very cold feeling. As long as you have a really pretty decorative rug to anchor the room, it'll be great.
There you go, Melanie.
Okay, thank you guys.
You're welcome.
Get those and get that rug in
See,
there.
See, a lot of carpet makes me claustrophobic.
Well, my
personally.
Guest room has wood floor with the area rug.
Mm-hmm. Which guest room?
Yeah,
the
guest room number one.
The downstairs
guest room.
Which downstairs, the second floor or the first floor?
Well, the downstairs would be the downstairs and the upstairs would be the second floor.
Well, Kelly, you'd be glad you don't have a pool. We'd be over there all the time.
So much.
Oh, yeah, man. Right.
Yeah, I can't wait for her to put in a pool.
I can't afford to go to this neighborhood.
Or we could just go swim in that fountain.
Well, I just go in the moat because it's like a lazy river.
My credit score is not good enough to go to Kelly's house.
We'll take one more call here from Scott. Scott, you going on a trip?
Scott! Yes, sir. Going to Las Vegas. Got a dodgeball tournament. It's the national championship this weekend.
Really?
Oh, what? It's a real thing, huh?
Dodgeball
it's a real thing. And the first question I always get, of course, is it like the movie? No, nobody's wearing chaps or chains around their necks or anything of that nature. But
what's your team name?
Yeah. Adrenaline Rush. If you want to give us a shout out and wish us luck, man, that'd be awesome.
Is well, it good luck, Adrenaline Rush.
Is it going to be on TV? Like, I see some of these on TV every once in a while.
I don't think so. I think they're going to stream it on YouTube, if I'm not mistaken. The league is called Elite Dodgeball.
Yeah.
So y'all could look that up.
You have cool uniforms?
Oh, yeah. We got the best ones.
Cool.
Have you guys ever competed yet, Scott?
Oh, yeah, we started playing in high school, actually, and just at a tennis court, and we started getting run off by the cops, and one guy actually got a citation, and it was for prohibited use of a public park.
Wow.
And after that, we just kept playing as much as we could, and we've gone to Las Vegas. This will be our sixth time now competing together in Vegas.
What does the winner get?
Yeah,
the winner
get?
Of the big competition?
There's not a lot of money in the league, so it's just like a few thousand bucks and
pride.
You get championship rings,
yeah. Trophy,
and
you get a
medals.
I bet you get a certificate.
And yeah, it's 2 days long, so there's round robin on Friday, and that determines what your seed is for the bracket on Saturday. And it's pretty intense. It's crazy.
I loved dodgeball. What's the worst injury you've ever sustained playing dodgeball?
Mm. I tore my MCL one time in Lubbock, Texas.
Damn.
Shout
out, Lubbock.
A guy dove head first and
landed on your knee.
Hurt my knee a little bit. Yeah, I've seen pretty nasty injuries. But
what's the highest you guys have ever placed?
We placed third last year.
Oh,
man.
So we've placed higher at other tournaments. We've won a bunch of tournaments, but.
Yeah. That's a big one, right?
This is a big one.
Is it?
Do you guys have cheerleaders or groupies?
No. I mean, some of our girlfriends and wives go and watch and support us, but. Nothing official.
Okay.
But yeah, I actually run my own league in Dallas, so y'all should come play.
I have extensive dodgeball experience.
Extensive?
All right, man, you should come. I'll hit you up on Twitter before, JC, for you to come out and play.
I'm down.
Well, why don't you send us a photo of Adrenaline Rush? Good luck in Vegas. And we'll, I think JC and I would like to play.
Yeah, absolutely. Just tell me how to get in contact with you guys. I'd love to follow up.
Well, obviously not on Twitter because JC didn't respond.
Well, I maybe didn't see
it, but
I'll be looking for it now, Scott.
Awesome, man. I'll hit you up. Look for Scott Pancakes. I got you.
Okay.
Scott Pancakes.
Awesome.
I'll sell you beer after the games.
Sorry, Kelly. I was just assuming you didn't want to play dodgeball.
You want to play?
Well, I'll look at their picture first.
Kelly has a fear of balls.
Yeah.
Honestly, this is a true story.
Oh, go ahead.
I almost went to Las Vegas to try out for the professional dodgeball league, like back in 2005.
Why?
Or four, because that was what, like when they were trying to start one.
In your career, state of career flux.
And they were doing tryouts for the teams, like the cities, and I was in a league in San Diego, and I got on the news once because I won MVP of our league, and I was going to go try out.
That must be a slow news day.
It was.
Well, you just spoke of my fear of balls in the face. Yeah. So I pick up my daughter from school yesterday, and the PE teacher runs straight to the car and says, "By the way, just letting you know, heads up. Emma Kelly got hit in the eye with a ball today."
Oh, no.
Oh.
And it starts.
And
this is where it starts. I asked Emma Kelly about it. It was a rubber ball. Hit her right in the eye. And she said she cried, but she's okay. And she's like, every
day.
No, she doesn't, but she thinks she does. "Mommy, I think I see a bruise. I think I see a bruise." She's very concerned. She really wants one, you know, just a battle scar.
I want to get her playing soccer.
Yeah.
She won't. She won't play team sports. You know why?
Because
of Full House.
What?
Michelle Tanner, playing soccer, scored a goal for the opposing team, causing the opposing team to lose, and her entire team was disappointed in her. And now Emma Kelly doesn't want to play team sports, so she doesn't let everybody else down.
Aww.
Thank you, Full House.
I did that, too. Tell her I did that, too. I scored an own goal.
Everyone gets an own goal. We get her into soccer, I think.
Oh, I actually went down there and kicked it in, like, and I celebrated.
You got to get some teams.
That was the worst day of when I was 17 years old, too.
Oh. Yeah.
I hope it didn't scar her for life, being hit in the face with a
dang it, Full House. But they fixed it at the end, didn't they?
Yeah, she came back and decided it was just fun to be part of the team.
That's all you gotta
do. Kelly missed that lesson.
Oh, they're bad.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Love letters to Kelly's coming up in about 20 minutes.
Nice.
Kelly, you may be able to save a marriage here.
Ooh. That's my goal.
What we're looking for here. And big thank you to Emily Mazzell, one of our Kid Nation family members.
Okay.
She set up our Instagram account for Inappropriate Stranger.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is where you have... We came across this because Kelly got a message from someone a couple weeks back in her Facebook. And unfortunately, we get a lot of Facebook messages, so we can't check them all. But it was gold. It was a conversation a girl had been having. Right, Kelly?
Yep. Inappropriate fence guy.
With a guy who she had hired, contract guy, to do her fence. And he came on a little strong.
She
and
literally had him label in her phone as inappropriate fence guy contact info.
And thus the bit was born.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And now you guys have been sending us your stories different through different ways. And we want a more direct way for this because it's just like the funny text conversations or breakup conversations. So
I kind of feel
inappropriate
bad.
Stranger on Instagram, you screenshot these conversations and tag us.
Yeah. I kind of feel bad for some of these guys.
Why?
Like, if you're looking for a person, I mean, and you run across a person that you're maybe doing some work for, I mean, maybe there's a chance. You don't know unless you kind of put it out there. So I kind of...
Yeah, but you have to know when is... You know, these are people that just keep on going too far. It's one thing to test it and see if there might be interest. But then when you see there's no response, but you continue and it gets more and more awkward.
Maybe you want a guy that's persistent.
No.
When I was a limo driver. When I was a limo driver, you know, every once in a while, I'd pick up a group of girls, bachelor party or whatever, and I might, hey, it was great having you guys, driving you guys around. Let me know if I could ever drive you around again or if you wanted me to drive you to lunch or dinner. You know, you have to put it out there.
Sure.
Feel us out there.
But you don't keep texting them and sending pictures going on days for days and days.
Yeah, I'd probably give up after about a month or two.
The last one we had, the inappropriate pool guy, she told him she was married and he still was trying. Until the husband.
Yeah, beautiful lady. Yeah. Pretty lady.
The husband had to basically threaten the dude to stop.
Okay, so what we got today?
Today we have inappropriate auto body repair guy.
Okay.
Yeah, and this is how it started. We got a message from Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
Gabriel writes, so earlier this year, a car had hit and run my car in a parking lot, and I finally decided it was time to get it repaired. I moved out to California 2 years ago and contacted a couple of auto body places in the area where I live. I finally decided on one and texted him like he requested. And this is what happened. Day one.
Hey, it's Gabriel. We spoke on the phone about my fender. I decided to go ahead and bring my car in. When is a good time?
Okay, that's fine. Bring it in tomorrow.
Thanks.
Hey, what's your insurance ID number?
I handed it to your brother.
My brother? My brothers don't live here. Oh, you mean my boyfriend. Sorry for the confusion.
It's okay.
Then he sends an up-close-face selfie.
Selfie?
Oops. Sorry, that was for my wife. I apologize.
Oh, it's okay.
Your Kia should be ready in 2 days. Almost done, Kay?
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Then he sends a no-see monkey emoji.
Next day.
The next day.
What you doing? You there?
Then, auto body repair guy sends a fully naked body pic.
Oops! Sorry, that was for my trainer at the gym. You know, so he could see my progress.
No response. The next day.
Your Kia's ready.
Thank you. I'll be there tomorrow at 9 a.m. before I go to work.
Ooh. Okay, Poppy. You need a ride from the rental place?
With a hopeful face emoji.
No, thank you. See you at 9 a.m.
The next day.
How's the car? You like? I fixed a small dent in the rear. No charge.
Number one emoji.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Very good job.
Oh, you're welcome. You could come by the shop anytime.
Flexing muscle arm emoji.
Oh my God.
So Gabriel also wrote us after that and said, at the end, I didn't want to make it more awkward than it was, so I just ignored those messages, got my car, and stopped responding.
All right, I take it back.
It was just funny the way Al responded, okay. Thank you.
I use the inflection of probably a tip.
That was funny, though.
Oh, my God.
I love the awkward dude on dude emoji.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Because
I feel like that's how somebody would respond. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know if I should continue to talk.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And now, Kelly. It doesn't matter if Kelly's single or in a relationship. Her relationship advice is always on. Well, when it comes to this bit, when it comes to this bit, her relationship advice is always on point. Is what I'm trying to say.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say, Kelly.
Okay, point made, sir.
Kelly, we don't care if you're happy or not, as long as you give good advice.
As long as you can bring us some love letters to Kelly.
As long as you're here on the show.
Yeah. If you're having problems, just go to KidNation.com, write us a letter directed to Kelly, the love expert, and we'll solve it for you right here on every single Wednesday.
You must take her advice, though. That's the one rule.
That's the law.
If you don't, you're out of our club.
Why am I wasting my breath?
Kelly's not going to talk unless you do what she says.
Okay.
That's what we learned.
There we go.
Ready?
Let's do it.
Sure.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Sorry, I sound terrible. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I have been together for 10 years, married for 3 of them. We had a baby last year, and ever since the baby was born, my husband won't sleep in the same bed with me. Mm. He said he's gotten used to sleeping separate. What makes it worse is that he sleeps with our dog, who is now used to sleeping with him. He's tried a few times to sleep in the same bed with me, but the dog whines, or he tosses and turns and doesn't want to disturb me, so he goes back to the guest room. I feel like it's affecting our marriage, and I've told him this, but he thinks I'm overreacting. How can I get my husband back, Jessica?
It is definitely affecting your marriage, and not in a positive way, as is evidenced by you being so concerned about it.
Yep.
There's a problem. He might feel weird. He might feel like you're giving more attention to the baby than you're giving to him. He might have been in the delivery room and saw parts of you he shouldn't have seen, and now he's, like, grossed out about going back. There's, you know, who knows what's going through his head because there hasn't been the discussion.
Right.
And why did he get used to sleeping without her? Is because she kicked him out of bed for the first year? Why did he get used to sleeping without her? Because she chose being with the baby over him, up all night with the baby. I don't understand. There's
maybe she was breastfeeding or something, or feeding the baby, and he just wanted to get a full night of sleep.
Yes, you need to be back in the same bed together, and you need to have a conversation with him about it. And he says it's not affecting your marriage. Well, absolutely it is affecting your marriage. You need to get to the root cause of it. After about a week of tossing or turning, you get used to sleeping with somebody again.
Dog can be a problem for a lot of people, too. I mean, I was guilty of it here and there. But even as much as I love my dog, unless he was sick, no dog in the bed.
You can train the dog to get back out of the bed.
Yeah.
You can train it. The dog will whine and complain, but the dog will. You can.
Yeah.
Dogs, men, we can all be trained.
I think sleeping in the same bed is one of the most important things you should do in marriage.
Yeah, I think so too.
Absolutely.
Sleep in bed with somebody.
Yeah. Jeez. With somebody.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Mm-hmm.
After 7 years of marriage, my mom is getting a divorce for the second time.
Ooh.
And this one ended rather bitterly. After she divorced my father, it took her about 20 years to start dating again. In large part, that may have been because I was a kid at the time. However, I don't want her to wait another 20 years this go around. How can I help her through this hard time and convince her that not all men are scum? I know she gets lonely, and she deserves someone as great as she is.
She just needs a minute to process it. When did he say the divorce is happening?
It doesn't say when. It's just after 7 years.
She needs a minute to be mad. She's going to go through some grieving. She's going to hate all men. Then she's going to be lonely. And then she's going to be, I'm so excited to be free. She's going to go through all these stages. Let your mom date at her own pace. I don't think she needs a matchmaker right now. She just needs you to just be there and support her through it and tell her how much you love her and just, you know, keep validating her worth as a beautiful woman because you know she is.
Mm-hmm.
But don't push her into doing something she's not ready to do.
Take her to
she's
the bar.
She's be mad for a minute. No.
Take her to the bar a couple times, see if guys hit.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Girls' night. Yeah.
Come on. Woo!
Nothing like partying with your mama.
But man, to have to get married after 20 years of being single, you're so set in your ways at that point.
Uh-huh.
Most second marriages are doomed to, that's just statistics.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Second marriages have less worst success rates than the first one.
I guess it's easier to bail because you already did it once.
I think you just, you're like, I ain't got to put up with this. You know,
life's too short.
Your second time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let her go through her stages. Just let her be for a minute. Some people really are okay by themselves. They just need a minute to figure that out.
Yeah.
You are.
I'm.
What do you mean
really
you are?
I really am okay
you are?
By myself. Yeah. I fall back into being single very easily because I got a lot going on.
Uh-huh.
You know,
right.
I've got a lot to be happy about. And, you know, a man's not there. Yeah. That's okay.
And your daughter keeps you company.
My daughter, yes. If I didn't have her, I'd probably be in a different mindset. But I'm really cool being single.
And you got your girl
and
squad.
I'm really happy when I have somebody. And I'm really okay when I don't.
Yeah. Kelly's on boats, dancing, doing the nay-nay and stuff.
I was on a boat.
Doing the nay-nay.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have been dating for a little over 6 months.
Say that.
And his mother has no idea.
Wait, okay. So okay.
They've been dating 6 months. His mama has no idea.
Okay.
That's weird.
It's not just that I haven't met her. She has no idea that he even has a girlfriend. I'm 24. He's 23. We're both in graduate school. He says he never tells his mom when he's dating someone. He's a social media user, not avid, though. But if you were to look at his Facebook page, you would have no idea that he even has a girlfriend, although he still has pictures up from his high school girlfriend. Do you think this means he's not serious about me? He says he is, but it bothers me that nobody in his family even knows about me. Confused.
He's not that serious about you, it sounds like.
No, he's not that into you. Read the book. He's not that into you.
Yeah, he's just, you're there. Somebody for him to do. There you go.
Well, when do you...
Sad but true.
When are you supposed to take somebody to mom?
Well, it's all relative, but I mean, he's not... You know, if he's into social media and stuff, but he's not including you, he's not that interested. It's like, you know, a man, when he's interested in a woman, he claims her. It's, I'm in this relationship.
Yeah.
It's not that he has to introduce you to his parents, but it's just not that big of a deal to him. You're not that big of a deal to him. And that's a hard thing to accept.
And you should be a big deal to him.
But you're only 23 and 24 years old.
You're young,
Come on, just enjoy it. Don't put so much pressure on labeling it as something. If he gives you everything you want, it's a good time. You know, you have fun.
Enjoy
it for what it
you're
is.
You're dating. That's why they call it dating. Go on.
Enjoy it for what it is.
6 months at that age is a long time.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Well, it is, but.
He might surprise you and make it Facebook official.
Nah, don't push he's for that.
He's just having a good time.
Yeah.
He's just kicking it. He's in graduate school trying to get his stuff together. It takes a while for dudes to get their stuff together, on the other hand.
If you make it through Christmas, he'll be with you for a while.
Yeah.
He's probably going to dump you before Christmas.
Guys dump non-serious girlfriends before Christmas because they don't want to get their present, Al. It's a whooping to buy a present.
And the holidays.
I don't think it's just about the present.
The
I think it's a more serious time.
And the holidays.
Well, I mean, like going to visit. You know what I'm talking about.
And Christmas.
Yeah.
The holiday dinners. Okay, I left off a word.
You know, holiday dinners where you eat a holiday dinner.
And exchange bread. Oh, whatever.
If you stick with you through Christmas, it might have a little bit more legs is my point.
What if they're Jewish?
Hanukkah.
Same.
Okay, holidays.
That's still the holidays.
And the holidays. You're right, Al.
That's a big umbrella. Can you include Thanksgiving for the holidays? Right? That's in the holidays.
It's a holiday. Yes.
Yeah.
Holiday
season. But you don't give a gift at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but you take them to the family.
Yeah. Sometimes you do, yeah.
Yeah. That's when you sit down and watch football with the family. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly and get your problem solved just like that, go to KidNation.com. We have a nice little tab set up. You just write it. We read it. She solves it. Do it every single Wednesday.
Bam.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Make sure you sign up for Wake Up Week. We're gonna let the kids get used to school because I'm sure they're excited. They're getting to know all the classmates and all that. And then they get into that whole I don't want to go to school thing. That's where we come in and we try to wake them up in the craziest way possible.
Mm-hmm.
We'll use chainsaws if we need to. Mariachi bands.
Violence.
We'll, you know, anything to get them up.
Gotta do.
Wake Up Week is coming up and you can sign up at KidNation.com. Now, remember the French train guys? The heroes?
The
guys that stopped the terrorist attack. One of the guys was actually on Fallon last night, Anthony Sadler. He's one of the three guys that stopped the gunman on the French train back in August 21st.
Okay.
He talked about how his trip ended with him and two friends being hailed as international heroes.
We were just coming from Amsterdam with my friends.
Okay.
And I was actually asleep at the time, and a gunshot and glass starts breaking. And then I don't really notice because I'm asleep. And then a train employee kind of sprints by us down the hallway, and that commotion kind of wakes me up. And then I look over at my friends, and they're looking back, and they duck down. So I'm like, what are they looking at? And then I look back, and there's the gunman just coming in the train, cocking an AK. And I was like, is this real? Like, somebody playing a joke?
Yeah.
And then the next second, I look over back at my friends, and then he's just like, go. And then both of them get up, so then I just follow them. I was like, I guess this is real.
Luckily, two of the guys...
Hmm.
serve our country. Yeah. And so, because I think a regular person, they're trained, so they know how to react.
I'm not a little bit. They're trained a lot.
They're very well trained. Yeah. But I think to a regular person, if you see that, you freeze.
Like, is this real?
Yeah, you freeze.
You wake up from a deep sleep, and you're like, wait, what? It takes you a minute. Sometimes you don't even know where you are.
Yeah, even in Amsterdam, you know.
Right. That's why they say real superheroes wear camo, because these guys didn't freeze. As soon as they see that, they charged the guy.
Yeah.
He gave a little more of the story, and he actually even made everybody laugh at the end.
I fully expected a gunshot to go off before we got there, but it just never did, thank God. And then Spencer hopped on him. A few seconds later, me and Alec were there, and then we got to beat him down a little bit.
Heck yeah, you're going to beat down on him a little bit.
Wow.
I remember Spencer was cut up. Like, he almost lost his thumb.
Yeah.
He got cut pretty deep in the neck.
Still can't get over how some of them are saying he was just going to rob. He was just going to rob everyone with everything he had in there, like gasoline.
The ammunition, the AK-47.
He wasn't going to rob.
He was doing something bad.
He was kill
really
everyone.
Bad, yeah. yeah.
And Spencer, after getting his thumb almost cut off and his throat almost sliced open, he goes and helps somebody after they take
That's
care
great,
of the guy.
Great guys. You know, great, great heroes right there.
Such great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And moving from those heroes to Kanye West.
Our own hero.
There's no proper segue for that.
Great American hero.
I started noticing that Miley Cyrus' song lyrics and Kanye West's speeches are basically pretty close and very similar.
You think?
Like, if I just read you excerpts from them, you probably would not be able to tell who said what. That's why we're going to play a fun game called Kanye West speech or Miley Cyrus song.
Oh, okay.
Now, did we over promote this?
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah, you did.
Possibly.
A lot of time to work on that name.
But hey.
Yeah.
Bro, listen to the kids.
And the kids were like, hey, I was expecting to hear you guys play the game.
Okay.
And you could play along in your car, Kid Nation, or at work if you're already in the cubicle.
Let me hear what you got.
You want to play?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you a quote.
Okay.
And you got to tell me if it's either Miley Cyrus, one of her songs, or Kanye West. It's that simple.
Okay.
Okay? And we'll see who the best one is. I think Jenna's the heavy favorite because she is the big Kanye West fan.
Yeah.
So I think she...
I'm a Miley fan, but I don't know all of her lyrics. Though.
Right. And these are her new songs.
Why don't you just rattle off some of your favorite Miley lyrics?
Yeah, go ahead, Al.
He came in like a wrecking ball.
Yeah.
And
we can't stop.
Party in the USA. You can't stop.
So
all
good,
right,
Al.
Go.
All right, that's great.
Okay.
All right. Jenna, you will go first.
Oh, okay.
Here is your quote. Ready?
Sure.
Jenna, Miley Cyrus song or Kanye West speech? Who said, new ideas, people with ideas, people who believe in truth?
Miley Cyrus.
You say Miley Cyrus? Judge?
Yeah, I was going to go
Kanye.
It's Kanye West.
New ideas, people with ideas, people who believe in truth.
Hmm.
Is that the kids?
That's
we're supposed to be listening to?
That's what the kid, that's
okay,
what.
Okay, the kids have the new ideas. Okay.
Right. Exactly, Kelly. Kelly, you are up. Jenna, no point.
Oh, that's all right.
No point for you.
Sorry about that. Here is yours, Kelly.
I can't wait.
We only have one sun, one moon, one me, one you.
Oh, that's Miley.
Is that Miley Cyrus?
Her hit song.
Dead Pets.
I don't know what.
Judge? It is Miley Cyrus.
One sun, one moon, one me, one you. And we only have a little time to show how much we love.
That's from One Sun.
Hmm.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
Beautiful. Kelly, 1 point.
Proud to have 1 point.
There you go, Kelly.
You having fun?
So
I'm having a blast, you guys.
Fun.
Al, are you ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready, Al?
Yes, sir, I
Sell
am.
It.
All right.
Sell it.
Maybe it was better. That,
no,
that
it's great. Go.
Okay.
Keep that confidence going.
Okay. Al, listen. Stop laughing.
I'm listening. Go
He's
ahead.
Enjoying it.
Go ahead, man.
In this small box that we are.
Kanye.
Judge.
Wow.
Well, at least let me finish my quote.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In this small box that we are,
as the entertainers of the evening.
Mm. Could have been Miley, though.
No.
No.
Not hey, her Kanye, boxes.
All.
Could have been Miley. Could have been Miley. Jenna, you are down to Big Al Mac and Kelly Raspberry.
Yes, I'm aware.
You can tie it here.
We haven't gotten that far. Okay.
Okay. You ready for this?
Yeah.
You know the truth is true. The world can still be beautiful. That part is up to you. Miley or Kanye, Jenna?
Miley.
Judge?
You know the truth is true. The world can still be beautiful.
Yeah.
That part's up to you.
Is this her new album?
That ends up.
The Flaming Lips style she's been hanging out with.
Four questions.
I mean, I got more, but.
That's it? Game's over?
I mean, you want
to end it in a three-way tie?
Yeah.
So we're all happy winners?
Here you go, Kelly. How about this one?
Oh, that's okay. I mean, I'm good with it.
Well, Al wants to keep playing, he says.
No, I didn't say that. I just said, that's it?
How about this?
You guys hate it?
Here's an interesting survey that was just brought into the room.
Okay. What?
The 8 celebrities parents don't want their kids to idolize. A survey of 2,000 parents.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, who's at the
they
top
said
of the list.
Yes, and they actually named names. They didn't have to just choose from a list of celebrities. Miley Cyrus is the number one negative influence, with a whopping 78% of parents not wanting their kids to follow her example. Nicki Minaj second, followed by Kim Kardashian, Kristen Stewart, and Rihanna. Mm. Kanye West is the number one negative influence among male celebrities, with 56% of the vote. So Miley and Kanye.
The number ones.
Yeah.
Number one male.
Look at that.
You know what? For that
the
very reason,
contest.
For that very reason, more kids will because their parents don't want,
yeah.
You know, it seems to be the way it is. I tell you what, when I went to the Miley Cyrus concert, yes, I went. I came back from Mexico early, changed my flight, paid $200 to change my flight to get to this concert. The line to get Miley merchandise was 15, 20 people deep.
Well, that's true for every concert.
I know. Well, obviously, the fans are going to go to the concert, but she has no shortage. I mean, she's doing her thing.
Yeah. You know it was going to be a good speech when Kanye said,
I rolled up a little something. I knocked the edge off.
Bro, listen to the kids.
I did, Kanye. I listened to the kids and we played.
And if that's him chilled, chilled out yeah, from right. being stoned.
Right.
I'm going to deliver the Showbiz Top 5 like that.
Oh, great.
I wrote a little something before I do the Showbiz Top 5.
I just told you who I thought I was.
You ain't got all the answers, Kelly.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I just want to thank my homies, the Bubble Guppies, for calling my daughter on her birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My wife just sent me a text and said the Bubble Guppies called Chloe
what?
To wish her a happy birthday.
Question.
Celebrity right there.
What are the Bubble Guppies?
It's one of the greatest shows on Nick Jr. Bubble Guppies. Bubble Guppies. Bubble Guppies. Bubble Guppies. Bubble Guppies.
Nick Jr. is a television network?
Yes, for kids.
Got it.
That's what my life is now, Al.
You know, that reminded me, you know, when Emma Kelly was a lot younger.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes characters from her favorite movies would call her too.
Oh, because you're Kelly Raspberry, so you got pulled.
Well, you can just a little. Well, I don't know if anybody's listening right now, but you can get your friends to disguise their voices. And little kids don't really pick up on the fact
that
you don't sound a lot like Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. They're just overwhelmed.
Oh, see, that's good.
That Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz is calling when you need Dorothy to tell your child to get her bath and get to bed.
Right. Well, now
what
I know that
idea, Kelly?
You can go on the website and request for them to call.
Or you can call
or
your
you can
friend
have your
in the next room
call
and
Shanda.
Say, hey,
call
back.
Words, call Shanda.
call my friend Shanda and say, look, I can't get Emma Kelly to get in her bath.
And then you have to, does she ever ask you to do the same?
I'm saying this very quietly
right,
in case you don't want your kids to hear what
totally.
I'm saying.
Does she ever ask you to do the same, to return the favor? And
her child is a lot older than mine,
okay.
So that wasn't necessary. But I am happy to do that for certain friends who need their child to get a phone call from a certain...
Nope. Share,
for
the real
example. I don't know if a little kid would want to talk to
Cher. If a child wants
Cher. Or Rosie Perez.
Rosie Perez. Yeah.
Did you
see what I'm saying? I think didn't I call you at some point to be the scarecrow or something?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
No, I think I was
or
one
the
of
Tin
like,
Man or something like that. I don't remember.
Yeah, it was somebody.
I remember.
I did it with a Mexican accent.
I remember the
Binky Fairy.
Yeah, the Binky Fairy.
That's right.
Takes away
somebody
the Binkies.
Was the Binky Fairy for me. Yeah.
Jenna, did you see the Binky Fairy in LA when you were out there?
I didn't see the Binky Fairy.
Oh.
But I'm going to drop some knowledge on you right now because this is just, I think there's a lot of girl code things that we don't talk about because, you know, just like earlier in the show, Lacey and Amy go to the bathroom together. Girls go to the bathroom together.
Yeah.
So we can help each other out, gossip.
Yeah.
You know, primp each other.
I don't know what you guys
are helping.
You
don't need to talk
with.
About it. You don't need to ask any questions. That's just kind of an unsaid thing. Girls
Got
go
it.
To the bathroom in groups.
Yes.
So as I get out to LA, since I went out there to interview on the red carpet for the MTV VMAs this weekend, the day before, I woke up sick as a dog and, of course, didn't have an outfit. I'll find something in L.A.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
So I had my best girlfriend out there with me, and normally I would enjoy shopping, but in this moment, there wasn't anything else I'd rather be doing less, okay?
Okay.
So I'm in a clothing store, fancy clothing store, just like, okay, I'm going to try on anything dressy. Let's go. So normally what I like to do when I'm going to a wedding or an event is sometimes I like to do two pieces just to assure that I won't have the same thing on as someone else, because there were a lot of girls in the store. Clearly trying to get outfits for the VMAs that were the next day.
So you had a piece and a side piece.
Yeah.
Shout out.
So I had a crop top and a skirt. Yeah. So I come out of the fitting room showing my best girlfriend. She's like, love this. The sales girl helping me. She was like, fits great. Love it. A girl next to me in a fitting room goes, where's that from? You know, we're in the clothing store. I was like, well, I got it in here. Well, where's that dress? I didn't see it. I go, no, it's two pieces. I picked them out separately. So as I'm checking out, my sales girl told me that girl came out of the fitting room in the same outfit and bought the same outfit. The different two pieces left together.
Damn.
She was going to the VMAs.
Oh,
she knew I was going to the VMAs.
Snap.
The thing is, I was so sick. It's like, whatever. I'm flattered by that because that means my outfit looked good.
One point.
Yeah. Sure.
But at the same time, girls, we do this intentionally. If you know your best friend is going to the same event as you, you don't buy the same exact outfit. If she liked the outfit and was going to a wedding, it's one thing. But we were both there shopping
You're going
for VMA
to the
outfits.
VMAs.
I hope she's not wearing a VMA outfit to a wedding. That would be very inappropriate.
Totally agreed. But I just thought every girl knew when you're in a clothing store and you know you're both going to the same event, and this happens no matter what city you live in, you know, there's only so many outfits out there.
Yeah.
It's one thing if it's a coincidence, but you
can't
copy. No, you don't copy like that to go to the same exact thing, not intentionally.
I copy the mannequin. As you go walking, I'm like, I'll have whatever the mannequin's wearing.
That's a good rule of thumb for men.
If she had beat me to it, I'd be like, oh, that's a dope outfit.
Yeah.
I'll do something similar. Not the same thing.
Did you see her at the VMAs?
I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't see her.
She probably
there were a lot of people
first.
There. She what?
She probably got there first and got the celebrities.
Yeah.
Yeah, she beat you to it, Jenna. I'm sorry.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.